It's Friday, February 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The FCC works on maps, This Week in SolarWinds, and Australian regulations on news and social media. This is the Business of Tech. The FCC launched a new broadband data task force this week, and first order of business, addressing the broadband availability maps. The intention is to collect data and develop more precise maps around broadband availability, which currently is inaccurate and borders on useless. For example, the FCC states that the number of Americans without access to broadband is around 21.3 million. Experts thinks it's closer to 42 million, and also undercounts the 83 million consumers that only have access via one ISP. Why do we care? You can't manage what you don't measure, right? I think the FCC is going to get serious about this as an infrastructure spend. I'm all in favor of this for IT services, as I think it opens up opportunities. Let's keep an eye on this one. This Week in SolarWinds. The U.S. government has updated their numbers on the incident, citing 9 federal agencies and about 100 private companies compromised. This number is lower than previously thought, although the investigation is ongoing and will take several months. There's also more pending executive action, and the incident is, quote, more than an isolated case of espionage, end quote. Additionally, the attack appears likely to have been launched from within the U.S. to further hide detection. Risk Recon is reporting that 1 in 4 SolarWinds Orion servers that was exposed to the internet at the time of the espionage campaign is now taken off the internet. This removal could be moving within a firewall, replacement of the product, or mothballing the server. Only about 4% of those online are running the Sunburst malicious code. A new detail was revealed in a 60 Minutes interview. FireEye CEO Kevin Mandia indicated that the attack would not have been found if a security staff member had not noticed an employee had 2 phones registered to their name. They should have only had 1. In the same segment, Microsoft President Brad Smith called the incident, quote, the largest and most sophisticated attack the world has ever seen. Why do we care? Let's talk about those servers a moment. Good news to see the exposure get close fast, although clearly not the entire story from a breach perspective. Also note that the discovery was around 2 phones linked to a single account. Monitor to the monitor and all that, but this feels like something we can actually be more disciplined with and automate this monitoring. When I say there are lessons here, these are the nuggets I'm focused on. Let's talk about what's going on in Australia. The Australian government is moving to require tech companies to pay Australian news agencies for using their content. The bill's expected to pass the Senate after passing in the House. And in reaction, Google has cut a deal with News Corp to comply. Facebook, however, is refusing to play ball and is blocking Australian users and publishers from sharing news links. A byproduct of this, many Australian government agencies being blocked as well. Why do we care? There's a bit of regulation gone awry here. You start by trying to rebalance the relationship, spins out in an escalation, leading to this game of chicken. That said, it doesn't mean it's not being watched in the U.S. too. With lawmakers here making noises, they may do something similar. When I talk about technologists being involved in drafting legislation, this is some of why. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This weekend, 2 bonus episodes. First, an interview with Kevin Urrutia, a tech entrepreneur who built a home services business. Why do we care? Because of the methodology and the way that he thinks. That leads into the second bonus episode, an editorial about what we're missing in marketing in IT services. I'll be back again on Monday with a regular episode.